Hello?
Dad?
Yes?
Hi. What are you doing home? It's only lunchtime.
I know, but I...
Are you all right? You look even worse than you did this morning.
Oh, I'm all right, yes. I'm just tired.
Nothing's happened, has it?
No. I just decided to come home early, that's all.
Oh, well, listen, David's here.
Here?
Rang after you'd gone to say he was getting a train, and I've just collected him from the station. David! Dad's home!
Coming.
I think he wants to talk to you. He's worried about, you know, you and Mum.
Yes, well, it's your mother I want to talk to. You haven't heard
anything? No.
Oh, damn, where is she?
She'll be back. What did she say in her letter? That she'll be away for a few days?
A few days? I haven't got a few days.
What do you mean?
Dad.
Oh, David, it's nice to see you.
I've just been telling him. Doesn't he look exhausted?
Well, no, I'm all right.
I bet you haven't had lunch either.
Well, no, I haven't.
Then stay here. It's only going to be sandwiches, but you're not going anywhere until I've seen you eat.
Well, I'm starving. I don't mind admitting it.
Then talk to Dad while I do women's work in the kitchen.
All right.
David, I appreciate your concern.
Look, I won't beat about the bush, Dad. This is serious, isn't it?
Serious?
You and Mum.
The only problem.
That's why she just gone away, and you say you don't even know where she is.
I don't.
And this is all because of those letters?
Yes, yes.
They accuse you of, well...
Yes, I've told you. They accuse me of having a relationship with another woman. This is not true, but your mother has chosen to believe them, which is why she has temporarily... Why she has temporarily left this house.
But if the letters... I mean, well, they're not true.
They're not.
Then why haven't you gone to the police?
I did. They didn't believe me either.
Mm. So you can't blame Mum, really?
Blame her? No, I'm not blaming her.
It's not that... You know, I'm taking sides. It's,
no.
I'm just trying to see Mum's point of view.
Oh, David, I know. And I appreciate that everything you say is said out of your love for us and your concern.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to need that love, David. We are going to need it.
Dad, phone for you. It's Lawrence.
Oh, right. Excuse me, I better take this.
Richard?
Yes?
You haven't said anything to the police or anybody?
Not yet, no.
Oh, well, listen, don't. Not till I've talked to you, okay? Yes? Richard?
I'm still trying to get in touch with Claire.
Don't even talk to Claire. Don't talk to anybody. For God's sake, nobody. And you're staying at home, yes?
Yeah, well, it's where I am now.
So stay there. I'm coming. And for Christ's sake, don't say anything to anybody till I get there.
No?
Nothing.
Oh, Dad.
I've tried every number in this book. I mean, ones that are friends, relatives, business acquaintances.
And nobody's even seen her.
Well, some I got no reply, but the others, no.
Well, then we'll just have to wait till she turns up.
I can't wait.
Dad, what's happened?
Nothing. I can't tell you.
Is this to do with this other woman?
David!
Well,
there is no other woman. Dad's told us.
Well, then what?
I'm sorry. I can't tell you. But you must prepare yourselves for some bad news, both of you. You must prepare yourselves. Now, that'll be Lawrence. I have to talk to him, but let me know if your mother calls.
Sit down.
You haven't told anybody. Richard, you haven't...
No.
Thank God.
I'm still hoping Claire will get in touch.
Then you can tell her.
Tell her first,
well,
yes.
No. No, listen. Because you don't have to tell anybody. Not now.
Lawrence, I killed a man.
No.
Yes.
You... Yes, all right, but accidentally.
Huh?
Yes, you didn't intend to kill him.
I hit him. Hit him so hard that I killed him.
But you didn't intend
no.
to...
No.
Well, then... And anyway, who was this man?
What?
Some innocent victim? Somebody you picked a fight with?
No.
No, this was the man who'd been blackmailing me.
He still didn't deserve
it. He deserved everything, cause he bloody deserved it. And you went to his flat. Why? To talk to him? That's all you wanted to do. Talk to him, right?
Yes.
But he wouldn't have that. According to what you said, he was still demanding money.
Well, yes, but...
So all I'm saying, don't put yourself through some big guilt thing that makes you feel you've got to go to the police. You've got to confess. You don't. This wasn't murder, this was an accident.
So what do I do?
Nothing.
What?
Richard, the man is dead. He can't give evidence, can't tell the police who attacked him. And you can confess till you're blue in the face, it's not going to bring him back, so just forget him. What you've got to think about is yourself. Yourself and your family. How you can spare them all this.
That's what I am thinking about.
So look. Okay, let's be practical.
What?
Did anybody see you?
What, at the flat?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
Nobody saw you leaving?
No.
And you didn't leave anything there behind you? Clothing, the letters, well, anything?
No,
that might...
no.
Good. Very good. And something else as well. If this man blackmailed you, then it's possible he also blackmailed other people, yes?
Yes.
In fact, didn't you say it?
Yes, he'd done it before, yes.
Well, then. So he had lots of enemies. Lots of people with good reason for wanting him dead. What I'm saying, the police can't possibly put together a case against you. There isn't one. Not unless you go and confess, which is the last thing you must do. The last thing.
Well, they'll find the photographs.
Possibly.
Well, they'll search the flat and find
them. And so what will they find? Photographs of me, yes? Not of you, of me.
Yes, but...
So it's me they'll come to, and when they do, well, I'll just deny knowing anything. I've had no letters sent to me. What do I know about all this? Where are they, the letters?
In my desk.
Destroy them. You've got to destroy them. They're the only thing that link you to him. Yes? Destroy them, and there's no way the police can make any connection.
And what do I tell Claire?
Nothing. Well, not about killing him. The other thing, me using your name, well, if you have to tell her, all right, but nothing else. You just keep quiet. No confessions, nothing. There's no reason why the police should come anywhere near you.
No.
What?
I'm sorry.
Oh, come on.
I've killed a man.
Yes, in an accident, in a fight that he provoked.
It wasn't a fight.
Well, whatever, it doesn't matter.
It matters to me.
Listen. Listen, you owe me this. Never mind you, all right? You might not care about what happens to you. Think about me. You can say it was all my fault in the first place. You can say that, and you're right, yes. I used your name when I was out with this tart, and that's how the whole thing started. Yes, well, I'm not denying that. But I was willing to go to Claire. I was willing to tell Claire the truth, wasn't I?
Yes.
I didn't ask you to go in there and beat him up. I didn't ask you to kill him.
No, no, I did that.
I don't deserve to have my life ruined just because you feel you have to confess. Get this off your conscience.
It's not my intention to ruin your
life. But
that's
what you'll be doing.
I won't even mention you. This man blackmailed me.
It doesn't matter.
And I killed him.
I'll still be dragged in. They'll find the photographs, go to the hotel, or Melissa, they'll find her and talk to her, and then... Why, can't you see what the press will make of this? I mean, what a story. Wonderful. Great. We're going to be on every front page going.
Lawrence, I can't just sit
yes,
here.
Yes, of course you can. That's all you have to do.
Sit here and hope it'll go away.
It's gone. It's already gone. The man is dead.
And suppose they arrest somebody else.
But who?
I don't know who. Like you said, he must have lots of other enemies. Suppose they arrest one of them. Do I still sit here? Do I still say
they
nothing?
They won't arrest anybody.
You think I can just go on, lead a normal life for months and years with this on my conscience?
I don't care about your precious conscience. We're talking about survival. We're talking about saving our own skins. All you have to do is keep quiet and they won't arrest anybody.
I can't.
Christ,
I'm sorry. I just can't.
Then I'm finished, aren't I?
Lawrence, it's me they'll be arresting.
Yes, and you'll probably get off with, well, I don't know, a suspended sentence. But me? Me, I'll never practice law in this city again. And as for my marriage, well...
Oh, Adele will stand by you. She will.
Richard, please. I'm begging you, please don't do this. Don't go to the police.
I have to.
No.
I'd have gone to them already, but I was hoping I could speak to Claire first.
Then that's it. My marriage... Career. Finished.
Come in.
Only me. I just wondered if you were all right.
Yeah, yes, I'm all right, thanks, love.
Did you have an argument with Lawrence? I heard him shouting and then he slammed the door as he went out.
Yeah, we disagreed about something.
Something to do with...
Look, I'm writing a letter for your mother, nearly finished, and then if I give it to you, can you give it to her if I'm not here... When she gets back.
Where are you going?
Nowhere yet. I'm just saying if.
Dad, what's happened? Please tell us.
Oh, darling, I can't. I would if I could. Richard Gillian.
It's Helen, Mr. Gillian.
Oh, yes. Hello, Helen. Just hang on one second, would you? Darling, there wouldn't be a cup of coffee left, would there?
I think so, yeah. You want me to bring you one?
Please. And can you close the door? Yeah. Helen, yes.
I just thought I should let you know. The police have been here.
Have they?
Asking to see you. I said you weren't here, and they asked me where you were. And, well, I didn't know what else to say.
No, that's all right.
I said you were at home. Yeah. And so they said... Well, they didn't exactly say it, but I got the impression they'd be coming to see you.
I shouldn't be at all surprised.
Is everything all right, Mr. Gillian?
Yes, yes, fine, Helen. And thank you for ringing. It's very thoughtful of you.
And I was just wondering, do you want me to do anything about your appointments for tomorrow?
Oh, yes. Cancel them.
What? Just...
Cancel them, yes. All of them, yes.
Yes, I'll do that. Right, well, thank you, Mr. Gillian.
Yeah, thanks, Helen. Bye.
Coffee.
Ah.
I'd better tell you, David's convinced you're about to leave and go off with this other woman of yours.
Well, I'm not.
No, but it's what he thinks.
Yeah, I don't suppose I can blame him. Or blame you if you think the same.
I don't.
Thank you.
But there is something serious going on, isn't there?
Well...
Hello? Anybody home?
It's your mother.
It's Mum! Mum, hello! Yes, we're here!
Oh, thank God.
Oh, darling, I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. It's just wonderful to see you.
Yes, it is.
David, what are you doing home?
Oh, well,
he was worried about you.
We all were.
Oh, I've behaved awfully.
No.
Oh, yes, I have. And I apologise to all of you.
Mum.
Oh, don't.
I don't know what came over me. It was just...
No, no, no. Wait, wait. Look, excuse me, you two, but I have to talk to your mother.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well...
Come on, out.
I'm coming.
Oh, darling.
Come here.
Oh, it's wonderful to be home.
It's wonderful to see you.
Can you ever forgive me?
There's nothing to forgive.
Oh, but there is. I wouldn't believe you.
Claire.
No, no, let me say it. I chose to believe some stupid anonymous letters rather than my own husband.
Listen.
It was as though I'd had a brainstorm. I had this picture in my head of you with this other woman, this Melissa. And I just couldn't think of anything else.
I know.
Darling, I've been such a fool.
Well, no, I can understand.
I had to get away. I was going mad. So I just... Oh, well, I've just been in hotels. Just by myself, going walks and being miserable. And then... It was like waking up from some nightmare. Just this morning, I thought, how can I be so stupid? How can I not believe the man I know to be a good and loving husband when he's shown me the letters from the start? He's done everything to prove it. Forgive me, Richard.
I forgive you, yes, of course. There's nothing to forgive.
Oh, but there is.
Only listen, Claire, please. Things have happened.
Yes?
And I have to tell you now, before the police arrive.
The police? You went to them again?
No.
Darling, you look so sad. I really made you so sad.
You know I went to this private detective.
Yes.
And then I was meeting that woman who might have been the Melissa mentioned in the letters.
Yes. And I said, so what if she was? I wouldn't listen to her any more than I'd listen to you. I must have
Well,
been...
anyway.
Oh, sorry.
I met her and I talked to her and, yes, she had been to that hotel and on those dates with someone who claimed he was me, talked as though he was me, signed in at that hotel using my name, which is how this whole crazy business came about.
Yes, but who? I mean, not that I'm doubting you, not anymore, but...
Who was it?
Yes, and why should he...
It was Lawrence.
Lawrence?
He was frightened of anyone identifying him out with this woman, so he borrowed my name, borrowed my identity, if you like.
And he's told you this?
Well, this woman, Melissa, she'd searched his pockets, and so she knew who he really was.
She told you?
Yes. And then I confronted him, and he admitted it.
But, Lawrence, I still can't believe it.
Well, I know, but listen, because... Oh, God, Claire.
What?
It's worse than that.
Well, tell me, darling, tell me.
Well, Lawrence was so desperate, Adele shouldn't know. And that nobody should see the photographs.
Photographs?
Yes, the ones
oh,
that were...
Oh, yes, the letters.
Yes.
Yeah, of course, because they'd be of him. Him and Liz.
Yes, yes, so, well, never mind the details. We managed to pin it down. That the blackmailer was a barman at the hotel where they'd been meeting.
The Swallow?
Yes. Oh, what?
Sorry to interrupt, but there's a policeman here and he says he wants to talk to you.
Mr. Gillian?
Hello.
We met before, didn't we? Detective Inspector Jacob.
Yes. This is my wife.
Hello, Inspector.
Hello.
And our children, Jane and David.
Hello.
Hi. I think I'd better speak to Mr. Gillian in private, if you don't mind.
Oh, of course.
We'll go in the lounge.
Would you like a coffee, Inspector?
No, thank you. Seems you were right and I was wrong.
Pardon?
When you came into the station, showed me those nasty little letters you'd been getting, and claimed you hadn't been doing what they said you'd been doing.
No.
I didn't believe you, and I should have done, so apologies for that. Mind, I think we can promise you you won't be getting any more. Not from that source.
Inspector, why don't you just tell me what it is you've come to say?
Certainly. Those letters mentioned the Swallow Hotel, didn't they?
Yes.
Last night, a man who worked as a barman at the Swallow Hotel, a Mr. Philip Thornton, was found unconscious in his home. He'd been assaulted. Somebody, wouldn't give their name, but somebody rang for an ambulance. Philip Thornton was taken into hospital where he died at 11:20 this morning. You might have heard it on the news.
Yes.
What wasn't on the news, because we didn't release this, was that before he died, he did, in fact, regain consciousness. Just for a few minutes. Wasn't able to say much, but he did name his attacker. Said it was you, Richard Gillian.
Yes, well, I didn't know that.
Well,
but...
wait, before you say anything. Of course, this rang a bell with me. I remembered you coming in about these letters you'd had. Oh, yeah, and by this time we'd checked out Mr. Thornton and found he had a record. He'd been down before, working at another hotel, blackmailing guests there. So it all looked pretty cut and dried and not very good for you either.
No.
But I remembered reading those letters. And I remembered them mentioning photographs. And I thought, well, if I can find these photographs, they'd sort of place it beyond any reasonable doubt. So we went back to his flat, did another search. Of course, we'd gone over it once, but not very thoroughly, as it turned out. Because this time, hidden away inside a book, we found them. Photographs. Only not of you. They had your name on the back, but it wasn't you.
Well, no.
You know who they were of?
Well, I do, as a matter of fact.
Ah.
He told me.
Neighbour of yours?
Yes.
Mr. Nevison?
Yes.
Of course, I've come across him before, Mr. Nevison, in court.
Yes.
So I recognised him straight away, which made me wonder.
Has he been using my name because he was afraid of being identified when he was out with this woman?
I guessed it was something of the sort.
I told him I was being blackmailed and, well, of course, he didn't want the whole thing to come to light, and so...
So he found who was doing the blackmailing and he killed him?
No.
Oh, yes. Oh, I know you don't expect... solicitor, man like that, but everything points to it.
No, Inspector, really. Lawrence, he didn't kill him.
I couldn't believe it either, but think about it. As I say, Philip Thornton regained consciousness long enough to tell us it was Richard Gillian who'd knocked him about. Richard Gillian. But... the man that Philip Thornton sees as Richard Gillian. It isn't you. His photographs prove that. The man he sees as Richard Gillian is Lawrence Nevison.
Well, that may be so.
Anyway, we went back to the hotel, showed the pictures round, got some positive identifications there, and then set out to find Mr. Nevison.
And he told you?
Well, as good as.
So, then please, can we just...
I say we set out to find him. In fact, the call came in before we had a chance to. You don't know.
What?
Mr. Nevison committed suicide sometime earlier this afternoon.
No.
Shut himself in his garage, attached a housepipe to his car exhaust. His wife found him about an hour ago.
Oh, my God.
He left a note. Some of it was to his wife, personal. But the last part, I copied this down. Here. The last part said, I have behaved terribly. Using the name of a friend and almost destroying his marriage in the process. The blame for everything that has happened is mine and mine alone. Taken with everything else, that's as clear a confession as I've ever come across.
But you surely... I mean, you can't know what he meant by that.
Not if that were all we had, no. But remember the man he assaulted, Philip Thornton. He'd already named him before he died. Wrong name, yes, but it's clear enough who he thought he was referring to. Photographs tell us that. Then, with the suicide and the note on top, picture's complete. Mr. Nevison was the one Philip Thornton really intended to blackmail. Nevison killed him, then couldn't face the consequences and took his own life. Well, anyway, we'll try and keep your name out of this.
Thank you.
I suppose it's possible you'll be called at the inquest, but it should be a formality. Anyway, I'll get on. Bye, Mr. Gillian.
Bye, Inspector.
Richard, what's the matter?
Dad, what happened?
What did he want?
It's about Lawrence.
Lawrence?
Apparently he's taken his own life.
Oh, that's awful.
It's all to do with these blackmail letters.
I've already told them.
It was Lawrence who was...
He was claiming to be you.
Well, sort of, yes, and... Well, this is what the police are saying.
What?
Well, apparently he found this blackmailer and attacked him.
No.
And the man's died. And this is why Lawrence has taken his own life.
Well, that's all over.
Yes.
Look, I'm going to have to shift if I'm going to catch that train.
Oh, well, yes, yes, you do. Jane will give you a lift, won't you, love?
Oh, all right, but I want to get out of these clothes first.
You can do that when you get back. Bye, Mum.
Bye, love. Thanks for coming. I'm sure Adele appreciated it.
Yeah. Bye, Dad. Bye, David. Look after yourself.
Come on.
Oh, well, you can drive there. I'm not having you criticising my driving.
Do you want another drink or a cup of tea?
Tea, please.
I thought Adele was very brave.
She was.
Her sister came up for the funeral and she's staying tonight. Then I've told her she must come round here whenever she likes. I mean, to stay if she wants. You wouldn't mind that for a while, would you?
Oh, no, of course not.
I mean, that house, all on her own.
I know.
What I can't stop thinking, if only I hadn't reacted like that.
What?
Well, when those letters first arrived, if I hadn't disbelieved you, if I'd just gone on treating them as a joke.
No.
Well, then we could just have thrown them away.
Oh, now, Claire.
None of this would have happened. Well, it wouldn't, would it?
Oh, that's ridiculous. Come on.
I'll never disbelieve you again. Never.
Yes?
Someone called Melissa for you on line one. That's all she said, just Melissa.
Yes, put her on. Hello?
Richard?
Well, and how are you?
Oh, okay. I read about what happened.
Ah, I thought you would, yes.
Or what they seem to think had happened.
Look, I'd rather not talk on the phone. Can we meet? Just have a drink or lunch, perhaps?
So long as it's not the Swallow Hotel, yes. That would be nice.
I wondered what you must be thinking. In fact, I even wondered whether you might have gone to the police.
Oh, then I would have been famous.
Well, yes.
What really happened?
Well, I went to see the man. Lost my temper with him, hit him. Then rang for an ambulance and ran away. He regained consciousness long enough to name me. But then when the police found the pictures of Lawrence, they decided it was Lawrence he'd really been meaning to identify. By which time, Lawrence was beyond contradicting them.
Killed himself, didn't he?
Yes.
So now you're in the clear?
I suppose I probably am, yes.
Well, I won't ever be saying anything, I can promise you that.
I'll tell you the truth, I'm glad you rang. It's a relief to be able to talk to somebody without being on my guard, having to be careful I don't trip myself up. You see, part of me still wants to confess, because I know what I've done is dishonourable and cowardly, but then another part of me says, well, what would be the point? I can't do anything to bring Lawrence back to life, all that pathetic little barman, so I'm in a sort of limbo, I think.
Well, now you can come out of it. You've confessed to me.
Oh, you knew, anyway.
What about your wife? You haven't...
No, I haven't told her, no.
But you are back together?
Well, to all intents and purposes, yeah. See, we've always told one another everything. We've always been very confiding in one another. And now I've got this monstrous secret, the biggest secret of my life, that I can't ever share with her. And that, I think, is going to be very corrosive. Going to slowly eat away at us.
I think it's a good thing I phoned you.
Mm. Yes, I think it is.
And what else? Oh, yes, your children rang.
What, both of them?
Yes.
Oh, we are honoured.
David's made an offer for that flat. 5,000 below the asking price, and it's been accepted.
Oh, good.
And Jane, well, just ringing to say everybody seems to have survived the summer vac and all that. She sounded as if she was enjoying herself.
Excellent.
And you're off to London tomorrow. Well, aren't you?
Well, it's not going to, you know, worry you.
Oh, no. Come on, Richard.
Well, it's just that it's the first time since...
And so you think I'm going to be wondering where you are, wondering what you're really up to. Oh, please, darling.
Well, all right, but... Look, I said it was just going to be for one night. Actually, it's probably going to be for two.
Fine.
Yeah, it's just something that came up today.
I don't want to know. Hey, not listening.
Well,
I've never before interrogated you on where you're going and who you're seeing, and I'm not going to start now, just because we had those stupid letters and everything.
All right.
I trust you, my darling. Whatever happens, you'll always tell me the truth. And what you should know, what you must know, after everything we've been through, is that I will always, and without question, believe you.
I do, yes.
So, you're going to be away two nights.
Two nights.
In the final part of Peter Wally's Letters of Introduction, Paul Shelley played Richard Gillian and Sandra Clark, Claire. Jane was played by Saskia Downs and David by John Lloyd Fillingham. Lawrence was Russell Dixon. Detective Inspector Jacob, Michael Duggan. Melissa, Catherine Hunt. And the Secretary, Melissa Jane Sinden. The director was Tony Cliff.